What's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you stumbled upon episode 291 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at Justice Geeks. You can follow along with us and all of our ridiculousness there. Most importantly, our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. You can find a whole lot of us and no Logan Barnes there at Jugheads Incorporated. We probably should update the cover photo to that, wouldn't you say, Brandon Strickland?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I thought about that for a while.
You did. Would you like to be on the cover photo for Justice Geeks?
I would love that.
You were technically, while we featured you in episode 290 of the Justice Geeks podcast, the last real episode you did was 289, and we used your ugly mug as Speederman in that, right?
Yes.
So we should get rid of Logan?
Yeah.
He's gone, right?
Yeah, he's gone, yeah.
Yeah, there's no point in having a Logan around.
No.
Okay. And joining us for episode 291 of the Justice Geeks podcast is the person that I shared a bank account with.
That's how I'm known, right?
Yeah, that's exactly how you're known all across the land. The person that I've shared a bank account with for how many episodes of the podcast is this? 291? Yeah, nobody knows who you are, even though you're featured on multiple episodes of the podcast.
That's actually your name on my phone.
You feel a little anger in there?
No, there's no anger. And James Stratton.
Hey.
Never change.
I don't plan to.
Never change.
I'm too old.
So James,
don't care.
For the listeners at home, please go do the I got a big. Do it.
I got a big bag.
Yeah, you can pick up my new single hand over pastry.
James, he doubles on the weekends as Mr. Weeble.
Yeah.
In Australia. So
yep.
That's
good day.
This is going to be a getting.
G'day.
Yeah, Gov, just have fun.
Well,
have some fun with this.
We've had thrice margaritas.
Yeah, we've had
thrice beers.
This episode brought to you by El Veracruz Restaurant in Corinth, Mississippi. It's not, but they should be because they give us some great, great margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
So it's okay.
They smell like it.
No one asked you.
Quit sniffing our drinks. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't. But you're sober. That's all that matters. You're now a decent person.
Yeah. Are we going to keep up with the date? How many days sober?
How many
now?
Days sober are you, Brandon?
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Jesus. You have one job on this show.
I mean, not by. I'll know when.
Be
I hit
funny.
The next,
and
the
job two is tell us how long you've been sober.
He's calculating.
We're celebrating your sobriety, sir.
Yeah.
With our drinks.
Drink.
8 months and let's say 23 days.
Okay, that's fine. Great job.
Thank you.
Good job, Dave.
Excuse me. I burped. I'm so embarrassed.
It's got a little verklempt.
I got a little verklempt.
But on the 1 year anniversary, I'm getting trashed.
Not trashed.
That's not how sobriety works.
Well, when will
works.
That be? Like, what?
January 7th.
January 7th. When is your birthday?
You January remember? 2nd.
That's a really big thing for you to just to be like, hey, it's January 7th. Like, what a random
Trash.
Day to be like,
drink
no more
up.
Of this.
If you were there, you would know why I remember.
Well, that sounds pretty sad.
I
so
know.
That sounds
sad.
We don't want to do any of that.
No,
so,
you
know.
Only happy beers.
Yeah. You know what you need for your sobriety date?
What is that?
Weed.
No, I was going to say like a big orgy or something like that. But
I was going to suggest cocaine and weed. To get him up and down.
Anything to get anything but alcohol, I think, is the way.
The orgy
to go.
Sounded better than the
than the drugs.
Yeah.
What about drugs and an orgy?
Whatever
we don't.
That, whatever
we
takes.
Don't condone any of that. None
but
of that.
But the orgy is just Josh and Logan.
Just Logan, so I won't be there
so
for
it's
that.
It's not an orgy.
Is he wearing the horse mask?
Yes.
So it's just you and Logan. It's not an orgy.
It's not an orgy. It's you and Logan and a horse mask.
Is the horse mask a separate person?
No, it's Logan.
Yes,
it's
technically just, it is. So if you will do yourself a favor and go to our YouTube channel, Justice Geeks Podcast, you can watch the adventures of Mr. Horse in Lexington, Kentucky.
Two episodes.
I think that we'll have a new Mr. Horse this year when we go back to LexCon,
next
baby.
Year.
Yeah, in
2019.
Yeah, I don't know how years work.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Numbers.
What numbers?
You
we
have
don't.
Two jobs to introduce the show. And remember what year it is.
Hey, quit using my stuff.
That's James's material. It's fine. Look, I've already told you, if you get famous off the material we've given you, just give us a writer's credit. It's all we ask for.
All right.
Speaking of
now
funny.
I want money. Screw a writer's credit.
I'll speaking give you a
of,
nod on Colbert.
Speaking of funny people, do us a favor and go listen to our good friend Tim Murphy and Ted somebody Hollowell. We don't know.
Ted Hollowell.
Yeah, who...
come on,
who,
learn his name.
I know his name. I just didn't want to give him the credit. and listen to the No Hugging, No Learning podcast, a podcast about...
Holding wieners.
No, it's not. Oh. But
well, that's what they talked about. Like, they said something about Steve Jobs holding your metaphorical wiener or something. I don't remember.
Yes, I did. Well, because of the Apple podcast, I was like, oh, you got to be on Apple podcast for it to be a real podcast. Give us the intro for No Hugging, No Learning. They can't seem to do themselves.
Oh, they did it fine this week.
Well, it's fine. Nobody listens to it on a weekly basis. Tim's like four episodes behind of Jug, so it doesn't matter. Go for it. Plug No Hugging, No Learning, James.
Welcome to No Hugging, No Learning, the show about one thing. Watching Seinfeld for the first time.
So when they inevitably stopped doing this, like they did, I heard that was good. Or yeah, Tim did, I heard that was good.
We'll just pick right up. We'll pick right up.
I know so much about Seinfeld.
Don't worry.
That's kind of the point that you don't, though.
Somebody
has to not.
She doesn't. We'll have her back.
Have you ever watched Seinfeld?
No, she doesn't think Jerry Seinfeld's funny at all, so it's okay.
It's not that I don't think he's funny at all.
Pointed question, person that I share a bank account with. Do you think Jerry Seinfeld is funny?
Ish. I think Jason Alexander is funnier
but
than
Jason
Jerry
Alexander
Seinfeld.
Is an actor.
I think Michael Richards is funny.
Yeah.
Where's the crickets? Do we have the crickets?
No.
Do we have the crickets?
Okay, so is this why you never would stay awake when I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Pretty much, yeah.
Josh, you can go live with my wife. I'll come live with you.
Next week, we'll have two bank accounts. All right. Because
I ain't sharing my bank account with you.
We would have no money. No money, no learning. No. That would be our podcast. It would be a financial freedom podcast sponsored by Dave Ramsey.
We'll set up a Patreon. Like, look, we can't afford food. We're fat guys without food. Come on.
Somehow we still have cigarettes and beer. I don't know. We would take up smoking.
Again. I was going to say, would we have to start smoking?
It's fine. It would be okay. All right. Brandon, we're number one. Brando, we're glad you're here.
Well, some of us are.
You're probably the best addition to the Justice Geeks podcast
since me.
Since James and
Not Matt.
No, no, no. By the way, lots of great love for Matt Wood in episode 289 of the podcast. 292, I think we're going to bring him back hardcore. James, we have to do this early this week because James has something to do next week.
Yeah, I've got to run the Manhattan Shorts Film Festival.
It's totally fine. So thank you for those that listened to 289 and were like, oh my God, this is great. Tim is definitely one of those.
No, he's not.
All jokes aside, Tim Murphy is one of the best human beings on earth. He plays cards with J.D. Shelnut, chief of police.
Yeah, he does.
And it's good.
Country Tim.
Country Tim should come back on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I really think so.
I think so. Country
I
Tim should
that.
He should come back on Twitter and be like he should hate so much on Tim Murphy and his job.
Yeah.
Country Tim never called in to Tim's show, and I think that needs to happen.
Country Tim did try to call in to Tim's show when he was in Mississippi.
Yeah,
No, in Erie.
It's not. But I will say this: Country Tim could have made an appearance on the last episode on the last show that Tim had in Mississippi. But he didn't because we recorded our Goodbye Tim episode. I called in the day that...
The Goodbye Tim episode opens with F you, Tim.
F you, Tim! I called in the day that Tim had his last show in Jackson and like was all weepy, and it was great. We missed him.
You weep a lot anyway.
Yeah, don't you worry. I'm going to cry for like 4 months straight. It's totally fine. But about what? We're going to do Bright Star and Beauty and the Beast and all this other crap we're going to do here.
Yeah, you got to cry about Beauty and the Beast, though. It's just a bunch of kids on stage not knowing their lines.
No. They were really good the other day.
They were pretty good.
Oh, are they?
They're good.
Yeah, because I don't suck as a director like the last couple of people have. So,
I'm sorry.
I was sitting there yesterday wondering, how is he going to reach these kids?
Thanks, Cartmenez.
Stop talking. It's fine. All right, let's just.
They did a stand and deliver episode.
It's fine. We've plugged all the people we need to plug.
We plugged Tim Murphy. Heyo.
So what are we doing this week? This week we're not playing Cards Against Humanity. We're playing Crabs Adjust Humidity. Say it again.
Crabs Adjust Humidity.
So we took our concept of like we enjoy the Cards Against Humanity episodes. Brandon, you listened to the Cards Against Humanity episode the other day.
Today?
No, not today because it's Monday.
Yeah,
whatever day this is. Multiple days ago.
Yes.
And
think the future.
Yeah. So we're gonna play essentially Cards Against Humanity. We're gonna play this knockoff Crabs Adjust Humidity, and hopefully it's funnier, right?
Maybe.
I'm just going to say a major improvement. We have already introduced all of our characters already. So you know, we're doing much
that's
better.
That's because none of you people here with a microphone suck.
Well.
No, none of you suck.
Oh, okay.
You definitely suck less than.
Suck less. There you go.
Than our former fact checker, who was more into conspiracy theories than facts.
Oh, Jesus, God.
9/11! Y2K! Anyway, all right. So, Brandon, give us a rundown about crabs adjust humidity.
Okay, well, it is a...
I got this, Brandon. It's the same thing.
Tag out.
I got you, Brandon. It's the same thing as Cards Against Humanity. Except they're...
Wait, Cards Against Humanity, not Cards Against Humidity? That's the Mississippi
what you said.
Version.
You said Cards Against Humidity.
Cards Whatever. Against Humidity is the Mississippi version where we don't like it hot outside.
I tell you what, my balls are sticking to my leg.
Oh, God. No one likes any of that.
Cover that up if you want. Go. No.
Do the roar.
Do it. Do the roar. Do it.
I love you, Daddy.
Do it.
Roar.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, none of that.
Spot on.
I'll do a sexy roar. It's like, roar.
Wow, really?
Okay, so it's been a long time since we've done a card game episode. Over the last couple of months, I've played a whole lot of, like, you know, game night games while I was in Arkansas. And it's one of these things where, like, this is fun, right?
Did
like,
you play Parcheesi?
No. I did play...
Yahtzee?
I did play Quidditch or...
The
Quiplash or what? Quiplash or whatever. It's the one on the Jackbox game in this. And it really made me remember how much I loved our Cards Against Humanity episodes. So because no one locally sells the expansion packs for Cards Against Humanity, we have Crabs Adjust Humidity, which is really funny because on the little box, it's like a crab claw adjusting the humidity in a house.
Yeah, actually, it's just an H, which I take as the heat.
Yeah. What do you think that means?
Crabs get hot.
You think they get hot in their shells?
I bet they're hot.
They do when you boil them and you eat them. Dip them in butter.
That's enough of that. Brandon, pass out the cards. Here we go.
All right. Here we go.
I get to go first. We selected at the beginning.
Yeah, we did select at the beginning.
I'll take the first black card. So we get 10 white cards apiece. And
dude, you've got to go faster.
You've got to go faster. Brandon. No, you got three.
Hey, you took three. This goes to
James.
Josh.
James, I have three cards.
Now I need...
James, do this.
Wait. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Are these...
No.
Are these my cards?
Yes, they are.
We're working on
those
them.
Are your cards.
I thought we had started out with 10.
No, it's... You're slow. So, folks, just a reminder, with our Cards Against Humanity or Crabs Adjust Humidity episodes, there are some lacks of conversation because we're passing out cards and doing these things.
Tell me when I get to 10.
I don't know. One, two... Hold on. Pause. When you get to me, pause.
I'm at you.
Okay, I know. You're at me. So, it's...
Seven,
one,
eight.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I have eight as well.
Let me double count. Okay, let me double count. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. These cards have a good mouthfeel. Nine, ten. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a refresher for Crabs Against Adjust Humidity or Cards Against Humanity. I'm going to start out, and the cards are, I'm going to read the
Which
black
means you
card.
Don't play this round.
I'm not going to play this round.
Crap, I forgot to hand out Rando.
You need to hand out 10 cards to Rando. It's fine. Do you want to take up the white cards, or you just hand out 10 cards to Rando? They're Rando, so it doesn't matter. James, I need you to make sure you're the one who deals Rando's cards every time.
I will deal Rando.
Okay, so...
Rando, we just pick a random... We don't even look at it. We just pick a random card.
We just pick the one off the top. We go.
Yep.
Okay, so basically, a person is going to read... I'm going to read this black card. It has a phrase or a question or something. Everyone who's playing the game, which is James, the person I share a bank account with, Brandon, and Rando Cardrissian are going to submit their cards. And do I gather that these cards are worse than the Cards Against Humanity cards?
Oh, they're way worse.
They're pretty much worse.
Oh, my God.
I have gold in my hand.
Good job, Gov. You've got a lot of work to do.
You're going
to
be mom jeans in the mom jeans out of this show.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to this. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to read this card. We'll put the cards in the middle. James, you're responsible for Rando's card.
Yes, sir.
And in a minute, you'll submit your cards after I read this card. I'll pick the winner, and we'll move on. The first person who gets how many cards wins? How many black cards? We'll say six.
Six.
Six black cards wins. Okay. Here we go. First black card. What was one of the rejected flavors for Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans? Do you want me to read it again? I can. What was one of the rejected flavors for Bertie Bott's Flavor Beans? Put them in the middle, shuffle them up, and hand them to me when you're all done. Just remember, there's going to be a little bit of silence in these episodes because we're...
All right, here
thinking,
we go. You've got them.
Do
you've
I have all of them?
You've got all of
okay.
them.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to read them off the top. The question again, what was one of the rejected flavors for Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans? Natalie Portman naked, petrified, and covered in hot grits. Well, I'll save that one for later. What was one of the rejected flavors for Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans? Pissing in the popcorn. That's a pretty good one. reluctant anal. Asparagus pee.
Well,
I don't know which one's the rando. See, I always try to reason out which one's the rando. I'm going to go with... Okay, I'm going to rule out asparagus pee. Oh, that's pretty good. That's probably a card I would have played.
That was me. I was asparagus
pee. Really? That's a great one. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go with reluctant anal.
That's pretty good.
Who is it?
That's
pretty good.
Is that you?
No,
it's Brando. Oh, my God.
Okay. I was Natalie Portman.
That was almost the one I picked.
I would
okay.
pay money for that.
Okay, so
yeah, Rando gets
okay.
one.
So Rando gets one. We'll do a card dump, and I have to be the card czar again because Rando won. Okay, so everybody get another white card to pick their thing. I'll get another black card. I have 10 black cards. here's the black card.
Oh my God!
The last three items on my bucket list: draw two, pick three.
Oh, so we got to draw two more?
Yeah, and pick three.
Oh, geez. Okay, thank you.
Can you read the question again?
The last two items on my bucket list. It's a draw two, pick three.
That's one.
Yeah.
Two.
The last two items on my bucket list. Is everybody ready? I'm going to close my eyes here in a second. And,
I didn't draw two for Rando. Hold on.
Okay, draw two. Well, I mean, you could have used the two that you had in your
we
hand.
You have to pick three?
You have to pick three. Okay. And just so you know,
okay,
the
keep
score.
Keep your three together.
I'm going to put my hand out. On. Wait.
What we did last time is
hey, where's the discard pile?
Over here.
Okay, that's your asparagus pee.
Here's my three.
The score is one to zero to zero, 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 zero. Okay, here's my hand. I'm going to leave it out. I need you to sort them sideways. Like, here's one.
Okay, here's one set.
Okay, turn them.
Yep, going to turn them. Other set.
Okay. Shut up, Brandon. You'll never win this game that way.
Yeah, I mean, he might. It's completely random.
Okay, we're good? All four?
We're good, all four.
Okay, let me start. Oh, my white cards are flying everywhere.
Well, at least they're your white cards and not ours.
Okay, so let's go with the first set. The last three items on my bucket list are a beard longer than 12 inches, Gilbert Gottfried's voice, a positive pregnancy test from Craigslist. That's high on the list.
Whoa.
That's a good one. The last three items on my bucket list are Hillary Clinton's Kevlar-lined pantsuit, Bono. Just Bono, and sleep apnea. That may have moved up
sleep
in the
apnea.
Sleep fat. You know, you just jerk it in your sleep.
Your cards are stuck to your arm.
This is definitely a different kind of game, isn't it? The last three items on my bucket list are bacon flavored lube, a $50 cup of coffee literally made from cat crap, the Academy of Fine Farts. That moves into, we're going to take the beard from 12 inches and longer and Gilbert Godfrey's voice out of the equation. That's a discard pile.
This is a hard one.
This is a hard one. The last one is a... All right, Gov, this is where you earn your money. A 4-inch...
Bob Dane.
Cleveland steamer. Michelle Bachmann furiously...
Bob Dane.
...being with a coat hanger.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. These are way worse than just Cards Against Humanity. Yeah. I'm going to go I'm going to go with sleep apnea, Hillary Clinton's
PR really? Plan. A four-inch mom jeans didn't do it for you?
I was Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
That was me. The four-inch mom jeans was me.
Thank you.
Brandon, you get the win. Yay!
Good job.
In the discards.
That was pretty tough. Yep. These are way worse than Cards Against Humanity.
I thought the 12-inch beard would do it. I really did.
Well, I thought that was James. So you
that
know,
was me. Yeah.
Okay, everybody draw a card.
Oh, wait.
No, you need one.
No. Here's the 4-inch one.
Oh, yeah.
That's over here.
That's this pile.
I have 10 cards, so
okay,
I don't
good.
Need one. I have not looked at these.
And 10 for me. Okay, so I am the card czar.
Uh-huh.
So.
How do I always get such bad cards at this?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
According to the new UN treaty, blank now qualifies as a weapon of mass destruction. I'll say again. According to a new UN treaty, blank now qualifies as a weapon of mass destruction. I will close my eyes and hold out my hand.
Wait. Didn't Brandon win that?
Yeah, but the card czar rotates clockwise, remember?
No, the winner gets to read.
No, that's not how that works.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's how it
it's not
work.
How it works.
It's okay. How
it's how
it goes clockwise.
Okay, I think you're good. Okay, you have to read them verbatim.
Did you do Lando?
Oh, do we have to do a rando?
Oh, yeah,
no. Okay, now mix them up. Let me watch you shuffle them.
Okay.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da. The score is one rando, one Brando. Rando and Brando. High
and,
five,
and
baby.
And nothing for everybody else.
Yeah, because we're not funny.
Okay,
not.
So according to a new UN treaty, Raptor Jesus now qualifies as a weapon of mass destruction.
Wait. Can someone do some Raptor Jesus for me, please? Hold me closer, Raptor Jesus.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay. It's
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
That's fine. Okay, continue.
Okay, according to a new UN treaty, touching each other's butt now qualifies as a weapon of mass destruction. According to a new UN treaty, Hitler now qualifies as a weapon of mass destruction.
Show me this card. Hitler. That's pretty good.
Wow.
According to a new UN treaty, Bob Dane, Saurus Rex, the horniest dinosaur of them all, is now qualified as a weapon of mass destruction. Bob Dane, Saurus Rex wins.
No, God.
That's me.
Congratulations, you get a black card.
Congratulations, you done it.
I was Raptor Jesus, and Raptor Jesus forgives you.
I was Hitler. Hitler.
Everybody make sure you get a white card. I got a white card. Raptor Jesus. That's a great card, oh, Brandon. Man, good job.
Yeah, good
thank
job
you.
On that one. That one was it until...
Okay.
Know,
I understand.
So Emily will be the card
Emily
czar
now,
this round. She does not play.
Okay.
You don't play.
Emily, read the card, please.
In my opinion, blank is grounds for justifiable homicide. Here's my hand. Put it in my hand.
Hold on.
I'm shuffling. Yeah. You got your card?
I do. This is
I will
pretty.
Slip
this
it
is when
here.
The game took a dark turn.
It really did. There you go.
All right. In my opinion, jihadis is grounds for justifiable homicide. In my opinion, them little critters is grounds for justifiable.
Them little critters.
Oh, God. In my opinion, barbecuing what's left of the fetus is grounds for justifiable homicide.
Oh,
my Lord. In my opinion, getting
Bob Dean
from Kevin Spacey is grounds for justifiable homicide.
You know, that takes on like a whole different light now.
Okay, the fetus wins.
Oh,
I knew it! Brandon, good job.
I was getting Bob Dean from Kevin Spacey.
I was dim little critters.
I don't think... Kevin gives. I think he takes
Bob Dean.
Oh, he does. All right. All right. Everybody make sure you get your white card. Brando.
I didn't use one.
Oh, that's right.
Brando Calrissian, you are the reader the this time. And the winner. You have two. You're two up, buddy.
Thank you so much. Just tell me when you're ready.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Blank, just saying.
Hey, that's the discard pile. Maybe.
Yeah.
Blank.
Okay. Blank, just saying?
Blank, just saying.
Is it one card or what?
It's one card. Put it in my hand.
I have no good cards for this.
Put it in my hand.
James, put mine in there.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
And here comes Rando.
Rando's card.
Rando's going to win.
Yep.
All right. Here.
Brandon, mix them up.
Yep. Mixing it up.
Mixing it up. Mixing it up. Mixing it up or you'll die.
All right. Here we go.
From the top.
From the top.
It's a short one.
Jeffrey Baratheon, the lonesome little
Bob Dean.
Just saying.
It's Joffrey.
Joffrey Baratheon.
Jeffrey.
He said Jeffrey.
Well, that one doesn't win.
My cat's named Jeffrey. I'm sorry. That was a Freudian slip.
Jeffrey the cat? What a stupid cat
Jeffrey
name.
Jeffrey Louis Costanza. I call him Jeff or Lulu, depending on my mood.
But you not
call
Costanza?
Him Costanza? Costanza the cat.
Can't stand you, bitch?
Can't stand you. Can't stand you.
Okay.
Okay. A lemon party. Just saying, that is a hard no.
Emily, that was your card, wasn't it?
No.
That was a random.
Nunchucks. Just saying.
That's not what that says. Read it closer.
Nunchucks.
No, that's not what that says.
Oh, nunchunks.
Nunchunks.
My bad.
You heard it here first.
Wait, let me see that card.
It does. It says nunchunks.
I had to just, because he wasn't going to give it a fair shake. It's like nunchucks. Just no.
Hey, just so you know, that would have been the winner for me. Nunchucks.
A woman of the cloth. And chunks of her.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Nunchucks.
Nunchunks.
Nunchunks.
Chunks.
Chunks of nun.
Yes.
Chunky nun.
Little bits of nuns.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Twincest. Just saying.
Jeez. Oh, God.
I'm getting to the twincest.
There you go.
Me. I win.
There you go.
I'm finally winning a game.
No,
well, you're
tied
with me.
Okay, well, I'm about to be winning.
I was Joffrey Baratheon.
That's pretty good.
That was really good.
Too bad he borked it up the ding ding. It said Jeffrey Baratheon. Nunchunks, James. That's a great one,
that
man.
That was good. Good job.
All right. Everybody ready? This is a pick two, by the way.
Oh,
so
God.
You'll pick two from your hand, and then you'll replace with two cards instead of one. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront Blank using only Blank. Blank, not Brank.
Oh, and you got to put them in order. So
right, so it has to be. James, explain.
So you put them in order. Your first card being first, your second card being on the top of it when it's turned upside down.
Right. All right. So here, I'll read it again. Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront Blank using only Blank. Do you know anything about this,
Brandon? I watched 10 seasons.
We never watched Supernatural, person I share a bank account with. Do you know why? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I think Becca watched like the first, like half of the first season. She just gave
all
up
right,
on it.
I was really into it in high school. The first five seasons were
really
good.
So what I need you guys to do is put them in order right over there, and then James is going to hand them to me stack.
Yep.
With random.
You've got them in order, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's how I'm going to read them. I'm going to read them top first. One,
two, three,
and Rando Cardrissian. One, two, four. Okay. Here we go. Tonight. Well, that's my cards. I'm going to move them and set them right there. It's like the Lord's chicken. Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront.
You're flipping them the wrong way. Flip it over.
I want this one.
No, that's not how we did it.
Well, tonight, next time, we're going to do this one first. Okay.
Yeah.
Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront being drunk in public using only grandma's wet, sloppy kisses.
Please, please, please read that first one correctly.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
That's the... I tried to do it this way, dum-dum, and he's like, no,
read the card correctly. It's okay. Not being drunk in public.
Okay, shh. Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean. It says obviously yours, isn't it?
Yes.
Going in the discard pile. Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront being punk in Drublick.
Thank you.
She got your drunk ass.
The brain plays tricks. Touche, madam.
Touche.
Using only grandma's wet, sloppy kisses. This is the leader out of the game.
Second tender.
It's no longer in the junk pile.
No, it's not. Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront agreeing with Donald Trump using only logic. That doesn't happen ever, so we'll just put that in the discard pile.
Tonight, on
Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront bacon that can feel pain using only back knee. Back knee, back acne. I get it. It's just stupid. Tonight on Supernatural, Sam and Dean are forced to confront a hamster with a throbbing
Bob Dean
using only pungent butt burps.
God.
That actually sounds like the show. Post season like 12 or 13 or 14.
Fine, Emily, you win. Being pump and Drublick.
Being pump?
Being punk and Drublick. Who was who?
I was the butt burps.
I was Trump and Logic, but I had it.
That was
order.
My second, but I thought that was rando, so I didn't give it to you automatically. No. I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm not. Aww. I'm sitting over here with no cards.
You get the consolation prize. Yeah.
Well. Consolation prize. I could put everything in the rejection pile.
There you go, New York boobs. There you go. Here you go. So it's how many? Was that your first win?
Yes.
Everybody
oh my
draws
God.
Two, except for Josh.
Except for Josh. James, you're the card czar this time around.
Yes, I am.
Rando won. Brando and the host have one. Have two. The person that I share a bank account with has one.
I have none.
James has none.
I am apparently not funny tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know. Dang, Brandon.
Oh, wow. That's rude.
That is rude.
William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled Blank, The Final Frontier. William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled Blank, The Final Frontier. My eyes are closed. My hands are out.
Here,
give
put
me
that,
your cards.
Put that there, and this is Rando, James, mix them up, buddy.
You gave Rando?
I did give Rando.
Okay.
Can you read it like Shatner?
Yeah, you have to read it like Shatner, because that's the intent.
Oh, I will.
Okay. From the intended.
William Shatner's shocking new autobiography. It's titled...
Spot on.
A Prehensile...
Bob Dean.
The Final Frontier.
Wait. Oh, no, that's
a prehensile
it.
Bob Dean.
What is that? Okay, I don't want to know. I thought really? It was like apprehensive penis or something like that, and you just...
William Shatner's shocking autobiography is titled Sweater Puppies, The Final Frontier.
You took yours off over there, New York boobs. It's fine.
God, I saw that.
Pegging, okay. The Final Frontier.
It's
pegging. You know, poking
wow.
The Bob Dean.
Well, yeah, okay. I don't think anybody's been that.
This right here. So much. This. The Final Frontier. And that is the winner.
I win again! Yes!
Who had sweater puppies?
Yes.
Really?
That was me.
I can't believe you didn't go with pegging. Oh, my God, I'm going to win this game. Jeez. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Well, if there were better.
Yeah.
How many apparently. Were you supposed to have?
No, well, you're supposed to have 10 cards.
Hey, you improved them over the summer, right?
What?
No comment? Okay. Who is the card czar? Emily, you're the card czar this time around.
Okay.
Brandon, give her a black card.
Black card.
She takes them so well.
It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of blank. Everyone's so thoughtful.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, one more time.
It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of blank.
Thank you. Rando Cardrician.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of dank memes.
None of you are funny.
Dank.
James, did you do
that? It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of Bernie Sanders' sexy tickles. It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of bronies.
Bronies.
It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of Ariana Grande and her sisters, Ariana Tall and Ariana Vente.
Hey, doesn't matter. Pete Davidson loves her for all the BDE he's got.
Okay, I'm picking Bernie Sanders' sexy.
That's
sexy
me!
You're
oh
giving
God
it to your husband.
She didn't know.
Didn't
she,
know.
Did you
I
think
totally
I was the
did
bronies?
Not,
did you think I was the bronies?
I was bronies.
Oh, that's so good.
I
you
really
were dank memes?
That's, oh, okay. That's so good. Okay,
really
I'll take my card.
There you go.
We're going to have to go to seven, I guess, because all ye losers are playing.
I knew dank memes would win. I was
one,
get rid of
two,
it
three, yeah, four.
I want to get rid of bronies.
Six, seven, eight, nine. Everybody get a white card. There we go.
So we have nine now or ten again?
10. You have to have 10. Brando, you're the card czar. Score update. I have, for the win, 1, 2, 3, 4. Brando, how many do you have?
2.
How many do you have, sweater puppies, down there?
1.
1. James, how many do you have?
None.
And Rando Cardrician has one more than James. All right. Brandon, card czar. Go for it, buddy.
Why won't they let me in Chuck E. Cheese's anymore?
That's it? Just
yeah.
Okay. Well, I got one for that. Maybe.
There you go.
I expect filth.
Well, you know. here's Rando Cardrician. Mm-hmm. James Stratton will give you his card. You'll mix them up.
Hold on.
Hold on. Don't be slapping.
See what you got.
Slapping the bass.
Right, slapping the bass, man.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass, man.
Slapping the bass. Hey, do you know that one time I was almost signed to a Christian rock label for my bass playing? No, that didn't happen ever for anyone, especially Ian. Continue.
All right.
Why won't they let me in Chuck E. Cheese anymore? Being born was a tale.
Speaking of Jason Alexander.
Maybe. I like that movie.
That's a good movie, isn't it?
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal, baby. Right. Jack Black!
Why won't they let me in Chuck E. Cheese anymore? An overly enthusiastic prostate exam.
Put that in the yes pile.
Why won't they let me in Chuck E. Cheese anymore? Hepatitis C.
That's not mine, but it should be a winner.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I found the winner already.
Yeah.
Why won't they let me in Chuck E. Cheese anymore? Being a gold star lesbian.
Who is it?
Me! Oh,
no
my
way!
God!
I was hepatitis C.
I was the prostate exam.
They what were
was
all the, good.
That, those are good. I'm just the best.
Weren't you complaining about your card sucking
two, three, four
rounds ago?
We're just playing the right kind of game for me, baby.
I have Woo! Nine. I need one more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 black cards. Two more until I claim victory. Overall, you goobs, you should probably remove more clothing if you want to win this one.
Nope.
Brando. I don't think
we're
playing. All right,
here we go.
Please keep your clothes on, Brandon.
Okay, this is a.
There's only one person at this table that can take their clothes off, and it's me.
That's
here
true.
You go.
Here we go.
Right now.
I love the smell of blank in the morning. I'm going to stick my hand out. I need somebody to make sure we have a rando in there. I love the smell of blank in the morning. 2, 3, 4. All right. Let's mix them up. Mix it to bass. Slap it to bass.
Slap it to bass, man.
Slap it to bass, man. I love the smell of Mitt Romney doing a burlesque routine in a giant champagne glass in the morning. That's pretty good. I love the smell of riding the struggle bus in the morning. That's a good one. I love the smell of
Bob Dean
in the morning.
Jesus. That's good.
I love the smell of unspeakable atrocities in the morning. It's so hard. It's between
Bob Dane
and unspeakable atrocities. It's
Bob Dane.
Yes! Yeah! Yes!
I was unspeakable atrocities.
I'm so sorry. Which one were you? The struggle bus?
No, Mitt Romney.
Wait, Rando was riding the struggle bus?
Yeah. Apparently so.
You got to do better than that. Brandon, good job, man.
Thank you.
Bob Dane. Bob Dane.
Here's the discard pile for
Bob Dane.
I have the best one ever now.
Brandon, read us that black. James, no, James, where the cards are. Cards are. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Dad gummit, I need to be playing this one. How did my grandparents make it through the Great Depression? How did my grandparents make it through the Great Depression? That's one.
This is a period joke.
That's one. Two. That's three.
Hold on.
Wait, what kind of period? History. No, okay, never mind.
History.
Oh, okay, history.
That's four.
James, shuffle them around.
Up. I'm shuffling. Okay, so how did my grandparents make it through the Great Depression? A Planned Parenthood clinic and non-kosher deli. How did my grandparents make it through the Great Depression? Belching out the lyrics to Hey Jude.
How romantic.
Yeah, it was. How did my grandparents make it through the Great Depression? Racist ninjas.
So ninjas.
How did my parents make it through the Great Depression? A chronic colonic.
This is tough, James.
That is tough. It's between racist ninjas and a chronic colonic.
You have alliteration in one, and then,
then
racism.
Racist ninjas in the other.
Yeah, what are you going with?
I'm going with the ninjas. Who was ninjas?
Yeah, not me.
Not me. That I must be Rando. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was the colonic.
I was the Planned Parenthood.
I was Hey Jude. Sorry, I didn't have a good one.
Okay. Emily's the cards are.
Card.
Everybody count your cards. One,
card.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I'll take another one.
Draw two, pick three.
Four, okay, draw
five,
two,
six,
pick three.
Seven.
James, I'll let you draw two as well.
Pick three.
We will.
I got to draw.
Oh, my God.
Are we ready?
These are great.
For Rando.
No. Just pick the first three off the top for Rando. You'll draw two more for him at the end.
Okay.
No matter the question, I'm picking these two. I want to hear you read this.
Three bullet points for my OKCupid profile. Blank, blank, and most importantly, blank.
Well, I'm trying to decide what your actual OKCupid profile says.
Got it.
Hold on.
So the top one is first, or the bottom is first?
Yeah. How do you want it done?
I'm gonna read it how it's in my hand. So the top needs to be the first, second, third.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we good?
That's
one.
That's two.
Here's two.
There's three. James,
three,
do the left.
And
there you go. James has his.
That.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
Three bullet points for my OKCupid profile. Joe Biden getting his freak on. My own two hands, and most importantly, the combined fat from all the Kardashian family liposuctions.
Wow.
The three bullet points for my OKCupid profile. Touching the poop. Oh, God. Eating
poop
with a knife and fork. Slightly more than 3 ounces of
Bob Dane.
Oh, God.
Okay. Three bullet points for my OKCupid profile. Scrotum meal. Broveries. And most importantly, struggle snuggles. Three bullet points for my OKCupid profile. Insisting that Jesus is technically a zombie.
Yes.
The fabled Mongolian death worm, and most importantly, a new car. Is that everybody?
Yeah, that's all of us. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Which one is on your OKCupid profile?
Oh,
person I share a bank account with?
Search your feelings.
I don't have one. Thanks.
Feelings?
No, an OKCupid profile.
Probably not anymore. What do you got? Who are you going with?
I think I'm going with... the touching the poop one. Good job, Brandon.
Wait. Oh.
Here we go. Touching the poop, eating
Bob Dean
with a knife and fork, and slightly more than 3 ounces of
Bob Dean.
There you go.
Nope, wow.
Nope. There you go.
She likes it. Really
it's
gross.
Worth it just to hear you read those words.
Sorry.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 black cards.
Everybody?
I was a new car.
I was the struggle snuggle ones. A new car. The first one was the rando. Great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
That
nine.
Almost won.
I know. I thought that was the one that would win.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm actually really surprised I won.
I am too.
I'm just one away from you now, buddy.
You're not. You're the cards.
Oh, you're the
cards.
Yeah, I know.
So you can't win this one. All right.
I'm aware.
Check how many
go for cards Brando. Go for it.
I'm so hungry I could eat blank. I'm so hungry I could eat blank.
Mix them up.
Mix them up. Mix them up.
Do the roar.
We should do a put them in a blender.
Hey, put your black cards all together there, dummy.
They are.
Well, you got a random. Okay, there it is.
That's
okay,
the one. For, that's
here
this
go.
One.
Here we go. Read
I know
it.
What I'm doing.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
He doesn't.
So. All right.
He doesn't.
I'm so hungry I could eat. Optimus Prime. The laser guided
Bob Dean
rocket.
Oh,
out of the gate, hard to beat.
Optimus Prime.
I'm so hungry I could eat a
Bob
gobbling
Bob
goblin. That's a tough one to beat.
A lot of Bob Dean.
There's no way I'm winning this one.
I'm so hungry I could eat Adele. Instant trash.
Sorry, I thought Adele would be a good one.
That's good if it was me.
I know, because she's large.
Adele!
Yeah. I'm so hungry I could eat a blue waffle.
Well, that's gross.
I've got to go with Optimus Prime, the laser-guided
Bob Dean
rocket.
I was the Bob Goblin.
Bob.
What that was I was that the blue was waffle.
Rando.
So
Rando at three.
Oh, that
oh
was
my
good.
God.
Bob Dean.
Brandon.
I should have claimed that. It's not going to have
you
one.
Would you honestly pick against one.
Bob
Optimus Prime?
No.
I would not.
Optimus Prime. Transform and bone out. 2, 3, 4, 5.
You need one?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, I'm the card czar this time. Score update, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Brandon, how many you have?
4.
Rando Cardrissian has 3. Emily has 1 and a decent set. And James has
none.
Not a damn one. All right.
This sucks.
Here we go. Now you know how I felt for the past 3 episodes we've done this. All we needed to do was get rid of Logan.
Nope.
Lohan. Gentlemen, I'm sure you're wondering why I've asked you here this evening. It's a long story, but it all began with blank.
It's pretty good. So I'm just going to stick out my hand here and just hope that you give me just some good stuff, you know.
You got all 4.
Do I have all 4? Okay.
You have all 4.
Go.
All
right, I'm going to just shuffle that around.
Just a little shuffles.
Just a little shuffle, shuffle. And you know, if you're not a fan of these episodes.
Too bad.
Too bad.
I mean, RJ's the one who says he likes us doing these, so this is RJ's fault.
He's got a girlfriend now, so he probably likes it less.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I'm sure you're wondering why I ask you here this evening. It's a long story, but it all began with being kicked in the ovaries. It's a long story, but it all began with Jesus H. Christ. It's a long story, but it all began.
There it is.
I'm going to come back to that one. It's a long story, but it all began with a little bit of spit up. That's pretty good. Gentlemen, I'm sure you're wondering why I asked you here this evening. It's a long story, but it all began with giving Anne Frank a drum kit for her birthday.
Aww.
Toasty! It's Jesus H. Christ. That's the one who...
Really? I was Anne Frank with a drum kit. Come on!
I was a little bit of spit up.
I was the ovaries.
You gave it to Rando?
It's funny. Jesus H. Christ is funny.
That is pretty funny.
It all began with Jesus H. Christ.
Give me the burners.
James, how many of these have you won?
None.
It's funny that you get close. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you can't win this one because you're the card czar.
Yeah, I'm card czar.
Do you think you're... James.
Yeah.
Do you think you have any chance of winning this game?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, just making sure.
I believe in you, James.
I don't believe in him at all.
Okay. Thanks to blank, I now have a crippling fear of blank.
Okay. You need to draw two or...
No.
No, it just says...
Here.
You have to give me two cards.
There it is.
You have to give me two cards. Thanks to blank, I now have a crippling fear of blank.
Oh, so here two cards. We'll get two cards. Okay, give me that one back.
You're going to read the top one first.
I'll read the top ones first.
Oh, wait. Okay, I have to rearrange. Swap those. There we go.
Okay, read it again.
Thanks to blank, I now have a crippling fear of blank. Well, that's why I'm going to let Brandon shuffle these for me.
Here's one more.
Let Emily do it.
Shuffle them in sets.
Yeah, Brandon's not good at this.
Because I'm
Oh, he's the worst.
Just shuffle them up for me, and I won't pay attention. Got my eyes closed.
Okay.
It's hard to shuffle a set, you know.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Okay, so we got them in order. Okay, thanks to Bristol Palin, I now have a crippling fear of using teeth.
Oh, geez. God.
You know, it's like that. It's like that Funny or Die where with Aaron from The Office, where it's like, I'm gonna just. It's so so dry.
She regrets
Thanks
that.
To erotic balloon animals, I now have a crippling fear of Shia LaBeouf.
I mean, do you blame him? That's not my cards, but.
Thanks to El Nino.
So wait, one more time.
El Nino. I now have a crippling fear of pronouncing quinoa properly.
That's not mine, but that's a pretty good one.
Thanks to enrolling in clown school, I now have a crippling fear of Plato's allegory of the cave or some other pretentious Bob Dane.
I like that card.
I'm going with El Nino.
El Nino.
Who was El Nino?
I think it was Randall. Was
my God!
Well, his fit.
I was Shia LaBeouf.
I was the Bristol Palin in the teeth.
That was funny.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey, high five for that. That's a funny. That was the worst.
That was a terrible five.
That's
there
like a Logan five.
That's a Logan
Wait,
four.
Okay. I have five. Rando, one, two, three. Rando has five. How many times has Rando won this game on the Justice Geeks podcast?
Three times?
Crabs Adjust Humidity and Cards Against Humanity. Hey, Sweater Puppies, how many do you have down there?
One.
You have one? Oh, you're funny one time. Oh, well, now it's your turn to read the cards are.
Well, I'm not funny, period.
You're not. You have four, Brando?
I have four.
Okay, Sweater Puppies is going to read the card. Make sure you get 10 cards, folks, the rest that are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 8, 9. Oh, nine. That's fine.
I have my 10.
Are we good?
Yeah. Well, give everybody a second.
Yep.
Give everybody a second. And before we do that, just tell us, do you prefer that you be called the person who I share a bank account with or Sweater Puppies? Which one? You pick.
I have a name.
Do you? What is it? I don't know what it is.
My name is Emily.
It's obvious I don't know what it is. I mean, okay. I've only been like legally married to you forever.
They killed blank. You,
Bob Dean.
Oh, this isn't fair. Is it two? Oh, my God.
No,
oh, my God. They
one.
Killed.
That works.
I give up.
All right.
Come on, buddy. You got this.
No, I gave up already.
Okay. Hang
shuffling,
in there.
No, it's over for me.
Shuffling.
It is.
Okay. Oh, my God. They killed ghost babies.
Bob Dean.
Oh, my
you
God.
Bastards.
They killed Lego recreations of classic pornos.
Like Debbie Does Dallas?
Yeah.
Bob Dean.
Wait, say it again. Say it again all as one. That's what makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Wait, wait, time out. Say it is like Kyle from South Park.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They killed Lego recreations of classic pornos.
That's a spot on,
you,
Kyle.
Bob Dean.
You,
Bob Dean.
Oh, that's my God. They killed Van Gogh's severed ear.
You,
Bob Dean.
You,
Bob Dean.
You,
Bob Dean.
God, they killed that woman.
You, Bob Dean.
Okay, Ghost Babies wins.
Oh, here we go.
Here you go.
Who was second place?
I would think
not the Lego recreations of porn, which is obviously yours.
Shut up, idiot.
The Ghost Babies.
That Ghost Babies won.
Yeah, I won.
Oh, Ghost Babies won? Okay. Yeah.
Well, what was
woman.
Supposed to win?
No, Ghost Babies.
Okay, so what was
that
second
woman.
Place?
Oh, that woman, that was me.
Good job. Congratulations.
James, see, I told you.
Always
James,
second place.
James, you've been second place on everything in this episode.
One, two, three, four. Five,
so it's three-way tie.
Seven, eight. I have eight. I need two. I only have one, so shush.
Brandon, do you know what? You're funny.
Yeah, you've got to do your thing.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. God. These are good.
Okay. Oh, I need one.
Do you? Okay, wait. How many we got here? We're supposed to have 10, right? 1, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and a 10.
All right.
We'll shuffle the white cards if we need to.
All right. Gonna need you to pick two more.
Wait, is it pick two, draw two, draw three, pick two?
It says pick two. Okay. A wild blank appears. You use blank. It's super effective.
Okay, how do you want? You want to flip them? Like flip them over?
Read it again.
Yeah, the top one is one.
Read it again.
A wild blank appears. You used blank. It's super effective.
I've got mine.
Wait, shuffle them first.
These randos.
Before you give them to me.
Yeah, we will.
These are terrible.
These are terrible, but I need to get rid of them. Did you do rando?
Yep, got all four of them down here right now. All right, there you go. Right,
all right
there.
All right, here.
Turn them and read them.
We go. A wild J.J. Abrams putting lens flares all over everything appears. You used a 3.5-pound
Bob Dean
baby. It's super effective. Really good.
It's only what was the best part of that one?
I don't know. It worked on so many levels for me. A wild nugget of poo, roughly the size and shape of a crouton, appears.
Holy God.
You used weaponized Ebola. It's super effective.
Josh is broke.
I'm broke. That's not even my two cards, but I'm broke.
A wild, sexually aggressive koala appears.
Never mind. I'm broke now.
You used Making America Great Again.
God.
It's super effective. This is a hard one.
This is tough.
That's what she said.
A wild
nice
level 90 night elf leaf
Bob Dean
pudding banes appears. You used s'more schnapps. It's super effective.
You got a tough choice here,
I
sir.
I gotta review them all.
Yes, a review.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That makes sense. That's funny.
Oh, God.
Okay, they're all funny, so I'm gonna give it to the one that makes sense.
Okay, wait. Okay, go back and read them again just to make
all
sure.
All of them?
Noelle, give us the high points.
Okay, well, there was a lot. They're all high points. There wasn't a low point in this. But the one I'm giving it to is a wild nugget of poo.
roughly
the size and shape of a crouton appears. You used weaponized Ebola. It's super effective. You have earned that, sir.
Good job.
Yes! Right here. Right here, I got one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, I'm proud of you. My level 90 elf is appreciative.
That was really good.
I was JJ Abrams.
I love that.
Bob Dane.
Baby.
She was JJ Amory. Oh, God. James, way to get on the board, sir.
Good job.
Yay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm the card czar this time. I will read this black card. This is a pick two, so you'll give me two cards. Put them right here, and I'll just pick them up. I won't look at them.
Okay.
I'm going to build my own theme park with blank and blank. So I'm going to close my eyes. So the first card I read will be the one I want on top. So it didn't really matter with this one unless you have, like, super impactful cards. I'm going to go build my own theme park with blank and blank.
Sorry, not sorry.
Tell me when I'm good to pick them up.
Hold on a second.
Okay, you're good.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm going to go build my own with top first, right?
Yep, top first.
Crabs adjust humidity. I'm going to go build my own theme park with the short bus and the person Mr. Rogers thought I could be.
Oh, man, I watched that documentary today.
I know. I'm going to go build my own theme park. I'm going to go build my own theme park with sexy witches and man spreading. That's a close one. I'm going to go build my own theme park with rough anonymous sex and profound autism.
Wait, was the last one man spreading or splaining?
Spreading.
And I mansplained.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, wow. Thanks for mansplaining that. While I'm over here man spreading in my chair.
Shut up. I'm going to go build my own theme park with a.
What is it, Josh?
Yes.
Say it.
Do it.
Nobody. Do the roar. I'm going to go build my own theme park with Bob Cancer and Monkey Torture, and that's the winner.
Six, I win.
No, it's seven.
It's seven. Okay. We're going to seven.
You said six at the beginning of the episode.
No, I thought we said seven at the beginning of the episode.
We said six at the beginning.
No, we said six before we started, and then we said seven when the episode started.
Yeah, you don't win.
Well, I'm winning.
Not yet.
Mm. You got to get one
more. Who was the rough anonymous sex and profound autism?
That was me.
Well, maybe later. One of those. I don't care which one it is.
The autism?
Brandon's here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got a rough batch. James, you're the card czar, bud.
Oh, yeah, I am. Eight,
nine, yeah, buddy.
I only have nine. I need one more.
Well, then get another one.
There we go. Oh, hell yes.
The time has come. The walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and blank. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes, of ships, of sealing wax, and of cabbages and blank.
We're going to have to reshuffle the cards in a minute.
Probably.
No, we are after this.
Yeah, there's not enough for everybody. Oh, does everybody have their cards
now?
Yeah,
right there.
Okay, let's shuffle up.
Shuffle it up, or you'll die.
Okay, so the time has come to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and Smirnoff the wizard.
Smirnoff the wizard.
Of cabbages and a hoo-hoo that bites your ding pong.
God almighty. Woo.
Of cabbages and a shockingly flatulent bobcat.
God.
What?
of cabbages and literally anything else.
The Bobcat sounds like a Lewis Carroll character.
Yeah, it sounds like your car.
A hoo-hoo that bites your ding-dong.
Me!
Of course, of course.
Woo!
Only reason I said anything.
All right.
Did you just win?
No.
No, it's tied now.
Yeah, so what we have to do is shuffle all the white cards.
Shuffle up, shuffle up, shuffle up, shuffle up. I'm going to take one of these. And I guess try not to use any of the ones that we've already used.
Well, it's up to you. I don't think that's a rule that we can lay out.
Well, I'm just saying, like, just so we can go through all the cards, you know. We've
yeah.
still got, like, 9, 10 in your hand.
That's true. Hey, good game,
good
Brando.
Good game, sir.
It's finally nice to play this game with another funny person and not Logan.
I feel the same when I played with Logan.
Here we go.
Who won when you played with Logan? Was it you or no?
I think it might have been Logan's date. It wasn't me.
Time that Logan had a date and he wouldn't tell anybody about?
Yeah.
Do me and yourself a favor. Go to our website, justusgeeks.com, and listen to How to Date Logan Barnes, because apparently no one else is. Emily, you're the card czar.
Yeah, hey, here you go.
Yeah, I went on a double date with Logan a year ago, and we played Cards Against Humanity with my girlfriend and her friend.
Your ex-girlfriend.
All right, are we ready?
She was your girlfriend
Thank
at the
you
time.
For that. Thank you for
What's
that.
What's in the box?
Wait, is this like
That's
seven?
The card.
Read it like say it, seven. Say it
What's
like seven.
In the box?
What's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Oh, I don't have any good ones. Wait, time out. Hold on, James.
Hey, why don't we draw 10 to give to the doobadoo, and we've got
hold on. Wait, read the question again.
What's
in the box?
I appreciate the support, fellas.
Whom is in the box?
Shovel them, lady.
Oh, my God.
I forgot what I said.
Oh, my God.
Right,
I don't know what
ready?
The next question will be, but this will be my answer. We'll play for second place, too.
What's in the box?
A tossed salad. Oh, my God.
What's in the box?
Googling Betty White nude.
That's a scary Google. However, she was pretty hot back when she was young.
Back in the day.
You know
yeah.
what it's called? Yeah. It's called a Scoogle.
Scoogle.
A little Scoogle.
Go ahead, Brandon.
What's in the box?
That not so fresh feeling.
Ew.
Yeah.
It feels
that
rather moist.
Purge.
Feels rather moist, doesn't it?
Okay, well, last time.
What's in the box?
An Usyk. Or Inuit war club made from the
Bob Dane.
Bone of a walrus.
Wait, why do they got bones in them?
Because they're walruses.
None of these are very funny.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm. Just saying.
Yeah, no.
But I'm going to go with Betty White nude.
And guess who wins this
Bob Dane
game?
Bob Dane.
Mom Dane.
Bob Dane.
I win this game. We'll play for second place.
I
How about
toss
that?
Salad.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I had not so fresh feeling.
That's pretty good. I'll give
I
you a high five.
Those.
I win! Woo!
It reminded me of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh. Yeah, it's okay. So let's just recap. Who wins this game?
Shut up.
I win this game.
Oh, you need one.
Brandon, you are for second place. We will play for second place until Brandon or someone else wins.
Well, it's not going to be me.
It's certainly not going to be you because James has one win. Rando has some wins.
Yeah,
so
me
it could
and
be
Emily
Rando.
Are tied for last.
For last. So it's between Rando and a person who isn't here for the winner.
Wait, no, it's between Brando and a person that's not here. Rando.
I believe in all of you.
I believe in none of you. Okay, so I'm going to discard these because I no longer can play.
Why don't you just be the card czar for
I will. I will discard these because I no longer can play.
I want to see your hand. I'm not going to use that.
Yeah. What was that card you said? Yeah. Read that card that you said.
So the card that I just got that I was going to use next is this. Ezekiel 23:20. There she lusted after her lovers whose genitals were like those of donkeys and whose emission was like that of horses.
Logan, that's for you.
You won, sir.
The hostages, acknowledging that none of your dreams that you had as a child have come true. An entire bottle of Jägermeister waiting for the bar to open, selling out. A dumpster fire. The Slender Man wielding a toddler as a weapon. And the TARDIS. I almost used a TARDIS on you, but I didn't.
I would have combined.
I mean, Ezekiel 23:20. I thought that was going to be a good
that
one.
That is amazing.
It didn't matter because I won, so there you go.
I would have combined Mr. Rogers with the you didn't achieve your dreams.
Oh, my God. That would have been great.
That would have been great.
Okay, for second place, we're going to... For second place, the three of you and Rando Cardrissian, show me what you got! That's what it says. Show me what you got. I'm just going to hold out my hand. You put what you got in my hand. Just cards, two of you. The other one can probably put at least a couple of things in my hand, and I'll be okay.
Oh, me?
Not you, idiot. No. Put your ding-ding up. That's three. I need one more.
Well, they've gone. they fell out of your hand. You've got them all.
Well, they've gone now.
They've gone.
In second place for Crab's Adjust Humidity, we have, show me what you got, that woman. That's pretty good. Show me what you got. Posting on www.reddit.com/r/gonewild. We'll keep that one. Show me what you got. Jared's 6-inch kitty mail. Well,
oh,
I think
God.
You all know how that one plays in my favor. Show me what you got. Flop sweat. It's flop sweat. That's who wins.
That was Rando, I'm sure. Were you flop sweat?
I was Jared.
No, I was that
I was gone wild.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Two. Three, four, five. Rando now has six and is tied with Brando.
I have six.
Who are you? That woman?
That woman.
That's pretty good.
That's your card.
Gone Wild sounds like you. I almost picked that, though. That's a good one. Here you go. That goes in the discard pile. Okay. Are we ready? Everybody everybody get another card?
Ready.
Gotcha.
You all have 10 cards, right? Everybody has 10 cards?
I've already got this one. Can I discard it?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. All right. New kicks, new clothes, blank on fleek. Friday night, here I come. This is a terrible one. I don't like this one at all.
Are you changing it?
Yeah, I'm going to discard it. I don't like that one. Okay, discard. This is good. Amazon Prime membership now includes blank. That's a good one. I'll close my eyes, extend my hand. I'll take one, two, three, and a four. All right. Maybe for the second place win. Amazon Prime membership now includes giving the tumor a cutesy name.
That's pretty good.
That's adorable.
Giving the tumor a cutesy name.
It's not the tumor.
Amazon Prime membership now includes an ancient malevolent entity. That's pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. An Amazon Prime membership now includes Honey Boo Boo shotgunning a 2-liter bottle of Go-Go juice.
God.
It's between the tumor and Honey Boo Boo.
I missed that
funny,
show.
Funny, because it's true.
It's still on. Amazon Prime membership now includes pure evil. I don't know. This is a tough one.
This is a toughie.
Brandon, which one were you?
Don't tell him that. You can't do that.
Were you an ancient malevolent entity?
As a comedian, I am offended you would ask.
I'm going to go with giving the tumor a cutesy name.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm ahead of Emily now.
I was Honey Boo Boo.
Or you, I almost picked it. What, that means you were pure evil there, sweater puppies?
That's me.
Okay. James, congratulations, sir.
I'm not last.
No, you're not. what's the card count? Brandon, you got six?
Six.
Sweater puppies, how many do you have?
One.
One. And
two.
The only other host of the Justice Geeks podcast has two. All right, here we go.
We need one more.
Oh, you get your own cards. I mean, geez.
I can't reach them.
Yeah, we do have them over there by Brandon.
Here's the question. Where were you when I needed you?
Wait, hold on.
This isn't a good one, but that's what I'm going to go with. One.
Hang on.
Two.
This is a bad one. I guess this is a
three.
Time. I guess this is a time of day.
Four. Okay. The question is, where were you when I needed you?
I don't like this one.
Where were you when I needed you? I would like to add you to my professional network on LinkedIn.
Oh, God.
Where were you when I needed you?
The dick move.
Officially no longer giving a shit. That's probably the best one. Where were you when I needed you? Pronouncing quinoa properly. That's even better. Where were you when I needed you? El Nino.
Hey, those are the two cards I played.
Oh.
El Nino and quinoa.
That's right. Who played the quinoa one?
You can't ask that. You have to pick.
That was Emily. Officially no longer giving a shit.
That was me.
Yeah!
I told you I believed in you.
Were you quinoa?
I was quinoa.
You gave yourself away.
I was El Nino.
James Curtis.
Well, you can't ask that.
James Curtis,
coming
up. Oh,
I'm up to three now.
Yeah, here we go.
You can do this.
You know what? You can do this. You've got the touch.
You've got the power.
All right, everybody get your extra cards that you need. Sweater puppies, if you'll do something with those, maybe you'll win the game.
Okay, I can't use that one.
Why? But you've
already
used it? Okay, good. If you've already used it, you can't use it. All right, this is just one. Although blank provided excellent results, the ethics committee has decided that practice can no longer continue. I don't like that one. That one's stupid. Here we go. This is a pick two. This will get me. The presidential election came down to a choice of either blank or blank.
Already had that one.
There's two there.
Ooh.
There's two.
Can you read it one more time?
If you'll put the cards in my hand.
Mm. I need to hear it so I can get the order right.
The presidential election came down to a choice of either blank or blank.
Okay, doesn't matter.
You got them all.
Do I?
Yep.
You got the touch.
You got the power. The presidential election came down to a choice of either unspeakable atrocities or a Planned Parenthood clinic in non-kosher deli. Well, one of those was mine, so I'm not going to use that. And one of them is true. The presidential election came down to a choice of either yoga pants or the other white meat.
That's a pork?
Penis. That's a penis and might win. The presidential election came down to a choice of either Axl Rose or an unsurprising rash. That's the clear favorite. Mm-hmm. The presidential election came down to a choice of either Dickin or a strong independent woman who don't need no man, and that's the clear winner, obviously.
Woo!
Good job.
That's me.
Strong independent woman. She don't need no man. What's the score update?
Now I have two.
Two, three, six.
Brandon.
And six and six.
Oh, Brandon. You can't even beat a person who isn't here.
Yeah. He's having issues.
What kind of comedian are you?
All right, just buying my time, making for a more interesting show.
All right, snake
in the grass.
Here we go. What's my go-to baby shower gift?
I need two.
Two more?
Yeah, one more. I already used that one, so two more. Now what? Read
a go-to baby shower gift.
What's my go-to baby shower gift? I only feel three. Do I need another one?
You need one more. Hold on.
Is that four? Uno.
You just need to give me one.
Oh, just one.
Emily, just give him one. God.
There we go.
Well, not that one, obviously, because it's in here forever. I'm trying to feel which one it was. All right.
Oh, don't forget to read the cards properly.
Mm-hmm.
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 That's the whole point of this game.
Well, I don't know. The first one that you read of Emily's was wrong. He read mine wrong.
What's my go-to baby shower gift? A Mazel Tov cocktail. That's pretty good. That's yours.
No.
Discard.
I just appreciate it.
What's my go-to baby shower gift? Trademark infringement. That's rando. We'll put that over there, too.
Everybody disqualified.
What's my go-to baby shower gift? Van Gogh's severed ear. I've already heard that one. What's my go-to baby shower gift? Mouth sounds, and that's the winner. Okay.
Woo!
Okay, who was trademark infringement?
rando.
You were Mazel Tov cocktail.
No, I was Mazel Tov cocktail.
I was Van Gogh, motherfucker.
No wonder it wasn't any funny. Put that in your shirt. You win that one. All right, here we go. What's the score update? 6-6. How many you got, sweater puppies?
I think me and Emily are now tied.
I have three.
Yeah,
three,
I have three.
Yeah.
3-3-6-6.
3-3-6-6.
I got that one.
Okay, so what we have here is a score of sweater puppies down there on the end has three. James has three. Brando and Rando both have six. So, literally, Brandon, you could have won this thing 10 minutes ago, but yeah, you didn't. Or you came in second. I mean, I won this thing 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
Quit playing crap cards, Brandon.
Yeah,
what's
Brandon,
in this thing?
You're not funny anymore. Okay.
Snaking
here we
breath.
Go.
Make a more interesting show.
All right, here we go. Blank. And it's still warm. All those jokes you've been wanting to get out. One. Two, a three, a four. Do I have four?
You have four?
Okay. I mean, this should be a good one.
I mean, it should be, but it's probably not going to be.
You're still playing, so. 3.7 billion women, and it's still warm. Huge wobbly meat curtains.
God.
It's still warm. I don't know that you can beat that. Placenta polenta.
Oh, God.
And it's still warm.
And it's still warm.
We got to come back to that one. Benghazi.
R.I.P.
It's still warm.
Benghazi and 3.7 million are done. Let me read these out loud in my head. Huge wobbly meat curtains, it's still warm.
Is that your inside?
Shut up. I don't need any of you to talk. Huge wobbly meat curtains.
It's a floppy line.
Bob Dane.
And it's still warm. Placenta polenta. It's still warm. And it's the winter.
Oh,
who was the meat curtains?
Not me.
I was Benghazi.
Oh,
I was 3.7.
Oh, Rando would have won. Oh,
that
okay.
Was close.
When Rando would have came in second.
Brandon. Good job,
me and
Brandon.
Emily Todd.
Wow.
We play for third?
No,
we don't. No.
We're out of cards,
We're literally out of cards.
The stuff that I did not, that hasn't been used, I had Burning Man, Winning, and Dropping the Mic.
Dropping the Mic.
Is that all you had left?
That's the only three that hadn't been played yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of like pretending to be a robot and Costco food samples.
Wait, so read all your cards.
Let's see. Reluctant Anal, which had already been used. Costco food samples. Pretending to be a malfunctioning robot. Pretending to have the hiccups. Death by Snoo Snoo.
Oh, that's the South Park.
Snoo Snoo would have gotten me.
The Dewey Decimal System. Racist Ninjas, Erotic Balloon Animals, and Plato's Allegory of the Cave or some other pretentious bullshit.
I love that one.
Rando had three left that didn't get played. Nonstop Helicoptering. putting the
Bob Dane
on the chain wax.
Oh boy, the Gov has so much work to do in this.
Nuking gay baby whales for Jesus.
Wait, one more time.
Nuking gay baby whales for Jesus.
That was played.
No, that one didn't get played. I showed it to you at the beginning.
Oh yeah, that's right. My bad.
And it ended up going to Rando.
I had five I didn't play. Four of them I've had since the beginning of the game. I had Releasing the Kraken.
Why didn't you play that?
It never really
Jesus,
came
that's
it never,
funny.
It never really came up. Someone Who Isn't Me.
That's funny. Anyone Who Isn't You.
The Green Apple Splatters.
God.
Wait, what?
The green apple splatters.
30 Pieces of Silver.
That you should have played that one. That's a funny one.
And Affirmative Action.
Affirmative action's always fun.
I just got that recently. I was just saving it for like a really good
until the right time. Until affirmative action was needed. Yeah. James,
the '60s.
Brandon, read your winning cards or your second place cards. I'll read my winning cards in a minute.
Our black cards.
Yeah, I'll read mine. Why won't they let me in Chuck E. Cheese anymore? It took 7 years in a remote Tibetan monastery, but I finally learned the art of. William Shatner's shocking new autobiography is titled Blank, The Final Frontier. Blank, just saying. According to a new UN treaty, blank now qualifies as a weapon of mass destruction. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbage and... And finally, what's in the box was the winner. Brando, what was your second place cards that you won?
The last three items on my bucket list. In my opinion...
I should have won that one, too.
Blank is grounds for justifiable homicide.
That's a good one.
I love the smell of blank in the morning. Three bullet points from my OK Cupid profile. Blank, blank, and most importantly, blank. Oh, my God, they killed blank. You,
Bob Dane.
There's a lot of emotion in that.
I'm going to go build my own theme park with blank and blank and blank.
What was that?
Still warm.
Good.
Still warm.
Wait, what was the winner for that one? Do you remember?
Was it the placenta?
No, that was recently. Oh, that meant that might have been the placenta one.
I think it might have been.
Yeah, the I've placenta polenta.
Placenta polenta, yeah.
Placenta polenta, and it's still warm.
That's really good. That's really gross, you guys.
I'm proud of my second place.
That's really... Well, I mean, I think second place is a good thing.
I'm proud of our tide for last place.
Oh, nope, we don't want to do any of that. Well, you know what? You finally didn't lose to a person who isn't here.
That's true. Wait, what? Yes,
oh,
I did.
Still, yeah, you still did.
Well, I mean, he won more than...
Technically, you know who the big loser to the person who isn't here is?
Logan.
Ian.
Oh.
He always got dealt the card by the person who wasn't here. Probably the best hand ever in Crabs Adjust Humidity or Cards Against Humanity is... The time the entire universe had it out for the sexuality of Ian. So there you go. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Did you and your playing at home self enjoy our Crabs Adjust Humidity episode?
Probably not.
If you did, probably not. We're guessing you didn't. But if you did or you didn't, at Justice Geeks on Twitter or Facebook.com/Justice Geeks or... the Facebook group, which is what, James?
Jugheads Incorporated.
Wow, you had to think about it. Why are you even an admin in that group?
Well, because I was thinking, like, every time you've gone to me for something, it's been no hugging, no learning, and I was trying to think of the intro again.
Do you remember what podcast we have, James?
The Super Best Friends?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not that one.
No.
who was the big loser in this?
Me?
Yeah,
me.
Get up all the cards. Okay. You and Sweater Puppies can decide who gets what cards up. Hey, you've got a new name. Is that better?
Probably not.
Probably not. You still mad about that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a yes. Okay. So Crabs Adjust Humidity, is that better or worse than...
It was pretty good.
I loved it. Pretty good, I think. I think we should get more of the crabs for next time that we want to do this.
We got crabs!
I know a guy who's got crabs.
Is his name Brando Calrissian?
Did he get...
Is his name Brandon?
I had a really mean remark,
do
and
it,
I'm
right
not
now.
Saying it.
Do it.
What is it? Say it.
Will you say it off air?
No, say it now. Say it now. Yeah. It can be bleeped.
No.
Yeah, why? Is it me? Are you being
no,
jerked?
I made this person up. This person didn't
no,
exist.
No, is it someone who got cooties from a kiss?
Maybe.
That's funny.
Those are
That's real funny.
Those are pants cooties, and it was Emily that said it. All right. Here we go.
He knows your name.
I know. He does.
You know my name. The Sweater Puppies. Yeah, that's who she said it was. All right, here we go. James, are you ready to do some?
I'm totally ready
for some. That's my jam.
Yes, sir. Do I get to go first?
No, you're gonna go right before I do.
Oh, okay.
But in a minute. But bum 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 bum. Brando Calrissian, the second place. What is your jam this week?
South Park season 21.
400 million.
Whatever. 22. Starts tonight, and I am so excited.
Started last Wednesday.
Hey, man, it's been pretty good so far. The last couple episodes, the last couple seasons of South Park have been pretty good.
I am very excited for this season. And that's my jam.
Why did you say it like that?
I was just, no one was saying anything, so I was just feeling the air.
It's your job to talk when it's your turn. Why are you being awkward about this?
I like South Park, you guys.
South Park is good. Nobody dislikes South Park. Okay. All right, Sweater Puppies, what's your jam of the week this week?
Alto's Odyssey. I really like it.
The first one or the second one?
The second one. Odyssey. Alto's Adventure is the first one. Alto's Odyssey is the second one. It's super fun.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's an iPhone app. It's a game. It's fun. I like it.
That's your jam?
It's my jam.
It's an iPhone game?
Do you bust jewels in this?
No, that's, you turn flips. You're a little skiing person.
Ooh, she uses jewels in real life. The J-U-U-Ls.
I have it right here.
Yeah, she does. She's got a problem. James, what is your jam this week?
My jam is also that South Park has come back. Because unlike somebody at this this table.
Like somebody up in this
I started watching it at season one.
I was three.
You are new, Logan. It's so cute. You're just new, Logan. James, you did start watching South Park in season one.
Yes, I did.
Big Dan Marsh, who's been the most faithful guest of the Justice Geeks podcast, he and I were talking the other day about our good friend Homestar Runner.
Oh, yeah.
And the website. The person who introduced me to homestarrunner.com a billion freaking years ago, one James Stratton. He did. We sat in a car and watched Homestar Runner and all kinds of good stuff.
On a laptop.
On a laptop.
Yeah, we had we found a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah. Yeah.
We watched it on a laptop.
Like the only Wi-Fi hotspot in Corinth.
Did you guys ever play
Subway, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did you ever play the Telltale?
No, we don't care about that. No one cares. My jam this week is Serial Season 3. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't started it yet, but
it's really
I listened to the teaser.
Season 2 was garbage. Season 3, it's like, oh, Serial, it's a thing that we should do again. It's really good.
What is it?
A podcast.
It's a podcast.
Oh. Do you know what a podcast is?
Well, I feel like it's a TV. I know I had that podcast. I was thinking TV. Sorry.
What's a podcast? God. No wonder you didn't win. Anyway, Serial Season 3, it's definitely my jam. It's, oh, wow, trash talking's going on. Definitely my jam, even if James and Brandon are mad at each other.
Hey, Brandon.
I love you, James.
Stop that.
Hey, Brandon, look.
I can be super rude.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. Whatever I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. That was really rude.
Here's your water.
That was really rude of me. That. My bad.
That didn't bother me at all.
Are there any alternative jams? Do you have any anti-jams? Oh, you finished Spider-Man.
I did finish Spider-Man, and I'm at 90. Well, I've got 100% on the game.
High five,
buddy. I did 100% of the game, and then I realized I messed up. I upgraded all my gadgets as I went along. I should not have done that because I can't get the trophy for costumes unless I go back through and 3-star all the Taskmaster stuff.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
So the only way I can get a platinum trophy on is if I start over and then this time don't upgrade my gadgets.
That's the only way you get a 3-star?
No. The other way is to upgrade all your gadgets fully, you have to 3-star all the Taskmaster stuff to get all the tokens, the challenge coins.
Yeah.
I was not able to 3-star them all, so I didn't get all the challenge coins, so I can't unlock all the suits. I can't buy them. They're unlocked. I just can't buy them. If you don't buy all the suits, you don't get the trophy for buying all the suits. There's not a trophy for upgrading all your gadgets, though.
But you can replay challenge.
Yeah, but if you don't get the challenge coins unless you go up a level on it. I've gotten 2 stars on everything.
This sounds really boring.
It is really boring.
I'm sorry.
I have to go through and 3-star everything.
Is that your anti-jam?
That is my anti-jam.
Anybody else?
I messed up.
Anybody else?
But other than that, great game.
Another gem I have is my new Apple Watch, which is great. Apple Watch Series 4, it's super nice. Walkie-talkie is a great thing. You wouldn't know you don't have an Apple Watch, Brandon.
I had a walkie-talkie once.
Yeah, but he's got walkie-talkies on him now.
Yeah, like Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a phone in my shoe, like Get Smart. That was a better show.
Actually, it was. Well, totally different.
Dick Tracy wasn't a show. It was a movie.
And it was a comic strip.
It was a comic strip.
Who played the title role in Get Smart?
of Maxwell Smart?
Not Steve Carell.
No, in the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this is the last episode Brandon will be on. He thinks he's a comic. He's just a second place guy.
Bye, Brandon.
Because I don't know the name of an actor of a show from the 70s?
Yeah, because that's what made it funny. What do you think Get Smart is? The movie with Steve Carell?
I know it was a show. I just happened to not know the actor who's in it.
Did you ever watch the show?
I saw...
You ever heard of Don Adams?
They did a TV movie. I watched that.
You ever heard of Don Adams?
Yes.
Who played what else?
What else did he do?
Boom. Bump, bump, go, gadget, comedian. It's not Brandon.
Inspector, comedians don't instinctively know names of cartoon voice actors.
It's okay. It's okay.
What is that, Brandon? Brandon is muted. He's been muted on a podcast. He's not funny.
No, you're
it's
unmuted.
Funny. You're unmuted.
He's mad.
No, I'm not.
What's
well,
so salty?
I'm fine.
What's so salty, Brandon? It's fine. You know what? This is a funny episode. This crabs adjust humidity. We should get more crabs in humidity.
We all had a giggle.
And I won.
I chuckled more than once.
You chuckled a lot.
It was funny.
Don't act like you didn't chuckle.
No, I laughed a lot. Yeah.
You're funny.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the second most funny here.
Apparently.
You barely beat a person who is not here.
Who wins all the time?
I know. He's definitely funnier than Logan.
I'm not.
You are, you know.
I'm not.
Do you know why? Because you have a real podcast.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That may not make you more funny, but it makes you a better person.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a high five.
I'll get you a complimentary high five.
Two bros driving to a high five or sitting in a podcast studio. Because that's what we got. Because we don't got cars.
We walk everywhere.
No, we got cars, but we also have a podcast.
We don't have cars.
Two bros strolling.
To a win, baby. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks so much to the person that I share a bank account with for showing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For showing up with her sweater puppies. She'll probably get lots of hits on her OKCupid profile this week.
I'll send you a wink.
Thanks.
Is that what's on OKCupid?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I never had.
She's shaking her head. No. What's on OKCupid, Emily?
I have no idea.
What's the Tinder thing then?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Don't you swipe?
This is why you are where you are, Brandon. You've got to do better than this here with us. That's what.
Yeah, we're gonna have a new show: How to Date Brandon Strickland.
Yeah, it's already more successful than the other one. All right.
With zero episodes. Yeah. Oh, this is my awesome Hispanic polka.
Mexican polka. You know, we were inspired by our pre-show dinner for this.
Our pre-show dinner was delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I enjoyed it immensely.
You had water.
I did.
From the tap.
What do we want to do this week? What do we want to do next week?
Record a show?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously
you
that.
You think we can get wood back?
Do you think we should get wood next week, James?
I've got wood daily.
You always have wood.
I wouldn't mind some wood.
Brandon, you have wood.
I text him all the time, so I mean,
does he ever text back though?
Yeah.
No, he probably
doesn't. Yeah, he does.
Sweater puppies, what do you think?
About what?
Wood.
He's fine.
You got some wood all last weekend,
Elizabeth.
Right?
I didn't.
Okay, so next week we'll try to get some wood.
I had his girlfriend. That was fine.
Is that like an any version of wood?
No.
There was scissors.
Say it again slowly.
That hot grinding stuff. So her professional email is Emily at
sweaterpuppies.com.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Drop
that.
Her a line. Tell her she's got great New York.
No, she doesn't. It's fine.
Send her an OKCupid.
Wow, that's rude.
I tell you what, though, you can submit monies to the shared bank account that we have. It'll be totally fine. All right, that'll do it. Do me and yourself a favor, facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks, our Facebook group, Justice Geek, just whatever it is.
Jughead's Incorporated.
Yeah, it's fine. And JusticeGeeks.com. Make sure you subscribe to the show if you've listened this far. It'll probably never be like this ever again. So that'll do it.
Oh, that'll do, pig.
That'll do. It's your turn, James.
Oh, thanks for listening, you idiots.
Do you want to hit him now? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to punch him.
Sweater Puppies, anything you want to say?
Goodbye. No, James already said his thing.
Yeah, say your thing, James.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Do the roar.
Do the roar.
Do it. I love you, Daddy.